I knew you'd come. Close the door behind you. Make sure it's shut. Wouldn't want the rain in. You poor, sad little thing. I wonder how long you've walked into that downpour. The cold reaching for your bones as the water seeped through your clothes. Did it even make you pause? Did it even make you hesitate for a moment in your lust-filled haze? Each step you took from your apartment, through the city, through all those streets and alleyways, did your mind ever deviate from the need to satisfy that ache inside you? Come closer. Let me look at you. Divine. I've always told you that's exactly how you looked to me. From the moment I first saw your skin in the moonlight, to the first glimpse of your dreams, I've known that's exactly what you are. You think you're a pretty little flower, with your warm smiles and kind little words, but they're all just a flashy distraction, aren't they? No one else has bothered to look beyond the pretty petals to see the rotting little cesspit inside. They've never seen the real you, have they? They've never seen the racy little daydreams you've had about the man who lives next door. He even has a wife. But you can't help yourself, can you? You poor, desperate little thing. Or the boy at the bakery downtown. How many times have you thought about him bending you above the countertop? Or the waiter at the restaurant around the corner? No. Don't lie to me, dear. You know I can see into your darkest desires. I've seen him pleasing you with those long, sensual fingers over and over and over again. I've scented your desire every time you've pictured him plunging his shaft into your aching, wet cunt. I know exactly what he does to you. Look at you quiver. The truth is, they all pale in comparison, don't they? Nothing comes close to the way your breath comes in short. The way your legs immediately part. The way your cunt drips to the inside of your thighs. All of this at the mere thought of me. They all look like passing little sparks compared to the fire in your veins right at this moment. Don't they? What it must have taken, what kind of passion must have driven you out tonight? What delicious little visions must have driven you out of bed to this crumbling old hotel? What manic little daydreams must have pushed you into step after step until you're here, before me, aching to be used, taken, filled, and shivering. I suppose we must be rid of those clothes, one by one. And there, turn around. Let me see you. Let me trail my fingers across your shoulders and then down the curve of your spine. Let the warmth of my hands ooze into your chilled flesh. And you do have such lovely gas, my dear. Come, let me pull your hair out of this way and... curve of your neck does delight me so. The dip between your shoulder blades, the point of the arch in your back, the spot right between the dimples in your back. Kneel. Such an obedient little thing. I bet you're drunk with desire now. Each little thought, a droplet swirling inside you and leaking out. Right here. My, my. What a mess we have between your legs. Running my fingers along your inner thighs is enough to feel just how wet you are. How needy. How long have you wanted this? My fingers running along your velvet lips. My mouth pressed to your ear. My hard cock a palpable heat through my garments. Tell me, my dear, would you come if I slipped my fingers inside you? If I made my thumb dance against your clit? If I curled them ever so slightly as I thrust in and out and in and out and in and out? What if I pressed my other hand to your breast and my mouth to your neck? That's it, don't hold back. You know what you want, don't you? With my fingers moving in and out of you, deeper and deeper and deeper. Give yourself to me, don't you dare resist. Let yourself go. Give in to the feeling. Give yourself to me. Give yourself to me. Divine, absolutely divine. I knew when I first caught sight of you that you taste sweet, that you exceed every one of my expectations. Keep your head down, my dear. Let me see you. Let me spread your folds, part the tender little petals between your legs. Every one of those little dewdrops is precious. It's almost a shame to defile so lovely a sight, but I'm afraid I can no longer resist. Do you feel that? Do you feel that? The heat of me against your back? That sleek shape leaving no doubt of my desire, of my intent, my need, my craven lust. Part your legs for me, my dear. That's it. Bent and spread as you should be. And with how deliciously wet you've become. Oh, that's it. Just let me slide into you, inch by inch, until you feel me stretch you completely. Ah, tell me, my dear, have you ever felt this way? So open, exposed, stretched, filled, so animal, so wild with desire. Oh, none of them compare, do they? None of your little fantasies, your vague daydreams and musings. None of it compares to this. Oh. No, none of mine compare. Nothing compares to your... No, none of mine compare. Nothing compares to your heat, your slick wetness. Nothing comes close to this, this need to pound into you, to fill you, to mark you as my own. To drink deep as you finally find your pleasure. Come for me, that's it. Come with me. Come with me. So before, but it bears repeating, you're divine. Oh, reaching for your clothes so soon. You can run as much as you want, but I will always find you. Oh. Now you've had a taste, it's only a matter of time before you walk your way into my arms again. And no, my dear, I don't think I'm done with you quite yet.